TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Tim, you want to hear exactly how confident Sony seems to be that Morbius is going to be a huge blockbuster for them?
Well, how's that?
January 28th, 2022.
Ooh, that's right around the corner from old Daredevil time slot.
Wait, is there a new Daredevil movie thing come out?
No, but the old Daredevil was dumped out in Valentine's Day.
Oh yeah. Man, I hope I have the lady by then, guys. I'm working on it, and we'll go see that movie together. It'll be wonderful.
Are you assembling one in your basement?
I mean, you don't need to know about what I do. I don't have a basement.
Have you ever seen Weird Science, Andy? It's kind of like that.
Oh, all right.
She was an attractive lady. Mm-hmm. In my younger self, when I was like, they made a hot lady that makes some cool shit. Oh, I mean, that was like 80s wheelhouse. That's the right dream. There. It was so good. Uh-huh. I don't know if it stands up.
Tim,
Andy,
Noah,
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, a comedian you never heard of. Each week I get together with my buddies Andy and Noah and record this podcast. Unlike most podcasts, it's not about something specific. We just talk about whatever. Like this week, we'll talk about some of this.
Man, we didn't have nearly that problem when we had a little COVID scare here.
I'm sure, because George is like, just pinky swear that they don't have COVID and you can bring them right back.
Oh, well, yeah, there was...
That's okay, they can come kiss the other kids.
Yeah, there was that.
Be sure they're back for Spit in the Mouth Day. Mm-hmm. Wow. I thought you were supposed to stick your thumb in their butthole because that makes them relax their jaw.
So actually,
go right ahead, Tim.
Do you want to know what you're supposed to do?
I just told you. Yeah, I saw a guy gargling raw sewage. Not, you know, like, you're not going to yuck on somebody else's yum, but to me, that seemed unusual, and I thought it was worthy of mentioning.
I mean, you do you, boo.
And when you hear this sound... That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show. TanCast. Welcome to TanCast.
Well, you just willed us into being. Sorry, guys. I wish we were better.
That's right. You were sitting at your podcatcher and you're like, man, I wish there was a mediocre podcast hosted by three dudes I've never heard of. Mm-hmm. And we showed up. Yep. And we won't go away.
Yep. You know what the lesson is? Don't fuck with genies.
Unless it's a diaper genie. In which case, fuck with that thing. Yeah.
I mean, I don't fuck with it because I don't have kids.
Oh, man.
I don't fuck with it because they're way more expensive than the off-brand version we got, which is like the poop pail or something. I don't know.
the dookie dumper.
The diaper gin. The diaper leprechaun.
The nappy monkey crappy. Paw.
The monkey paw.
Just this week, I was telling Drew the story of the time that as a baby, he shat up his back. And I told him, so we had a diaper genie, which is a thing that you use. You like put the diapers in and it snaps back closed. It holds them forever. That day, the baby was going to go in the diaper genie, but your mother stopped me. So here you are.
I mean, we live in crazy times. I don't know what parents had to do like back in the day. Like, I'm just, yeah.
They had to wash them.
Before disposable diapers and stuff, you just had just cloth filled with poo, and you're like, oh, I'm going to take this down against the rock and beat it. And somehow that will get the poo to go away.
Yeah.
Slap that bad boy right back on the baby and just go back to foraging for berries or whatever we're doing. Before there was civilized things like Netflix. Like, how do they put on Mickey Mouse Clubhouse to entertain them for a half hour so you just shut your eyes for a minute? By the way, I'm Tim the T in TanCast.
Goddamn minute! I'm Andy the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah the N in TanCast. And I had a delicious peanut butter cookie this morning.
I had a full-color flashback to the things that Tim was saying.
I've had nothing this morning.
Just emptiness and regret.
No, I'm full of regret.
I love darkness.
Nothing
my
empty
old
about
friend.
It. I'd like to talk to you again about the shitty choices I've made.
And all the
finding
daycare
love
for which
instead
I've
of getting paid.
Okay. I was going to go for all the daycare you've paid.
All right.
Yeah.
Daycare does suck up a lot of money.
Indeed. I'm so glad to be beyond that.
That's what I've heard.
Now my kids got self-care.
I'm like, fuck, that is a lot of money that you've got to spend on that little crumb snatcher.
Yeah.
No, they're not crumb snatchers. They're crumb leavers. They're like Johnny Crumbseed. Just here's some crumbs, there's some crumbs. Everybody gets some crumbs.
Yep.
The Oprah of crumbs.
Yeah.
Points to the couch, you get some crumbs. Points to the carpet, you get some crumbs. Gestures to the entire house, everybody gets some crumbs!
Why are there crumbs in my beard? I haven't eaten anything recently.
I shaved it. For you, Daddy.
You put them there. You've been storing crumbs. You're like a crumb squirrel.
Crumb.
I was watching Green Lantern today.
Oh, why?
The Ryan Reynolds one?
What did you do, and why are you punishing yourself for it?
It's actually not terrible.
No, it's not. I showed it to my kids the other night. How you like that, Andy? Two against one.
I showed it to Drew, and he was like, yeah, this is pretty bad. I tried not to poison him against it either, but he's watching. He's like, this is what? What's even happening? Like, stuff's just happening. Like, you're right. That's how this movie goes. They tried to get by on Ryan Reynolds' charisma, and that is it.
Don't forget Taika Waititi.
Oh, yeah. I love him.
Well, yes. Always. Always love him. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Remember last time we were recording, and I was talking
about
what.
Hang on, let me go back. Okay.
Okay, you there?
I'm there.
All right. Let me paint you a word picture. So I was talking about what a great job my son was doing in school this year.
Oh, shit.
It was all a lie.
Like right after we got done recording that day, we got a message from one of his teachers that he had missing assignments. Like. So he's been on video games for a week. I'm like, this will continue until you get caught up. It will continue to continue.
Video games for a week.
Yes.
That makes way more sense.
Oh,
I thought you put him on video games for a week as a solution. Like, hey, you know what?
Yep.
We need to hook this kid up to some video games.
Yep.
Straight out.
Brought that little mind.
Yep.
You play Pong until you think about what you did.
Yep. Dude.
No, he made him play that bus driving game.
Oh my god, the one that takes place in real time and the bus will drift, so if you're not actively steering, you can't just center it because the steering drifts left and right. And you get 1 point at the end of, what is it, a 6-hour journey? Because it's like it's a real-time drive from like Reno to Los Angeles or something like that. Or no, maybe it's worse. Maybe it's like Reno to Modesto or something.
They wouldn't do that to people.
Oh, they did.
I mean, it's easier to render.
Meth Desto.
Meth guys.
Hmm.
I miss it. I'm kidding. Or am I?
I don't know.
My week's pretty good.
Good.
Oh, you know what? I think we got listener mail.
No, they don't care about us.
They
just tolerate us
care about
so they can have an
us.
Hour of distraction.
Why don't you just jizz that stuff right into my ear hole?
All right.
Let's
cream
see.
It in there.
Let's see. Oh, wait. Is this it? Is this it?
Wait.
Captain, incoming message.
Got mail.
You may have read this one already.
Mail is here.
TanCast listener email.
Did I just crank the jingle for an email we read already? Is that what you're telling me?
Did we read this one already? Where Martin said, "Hey, none of you guessed the cow shit love song, right?"
No, we did not.
Oh, okay. So, okay. So it's, hey, Tim, Andy, and Noah. None of you guessed the cow shit love song right. It's about a man thinking of someone while he shovels the shit. First, he thinks of her while he's shoveling shit. Then he calls the cow shit the fragrance of love. Then he sees her face in it. It doesn't work, though. I tried telling an ex I saw her face in dog shit once. She really hated it. Of course, my shit-eating grin probably didn't help. And then for the tan laugh, there's a tan laugh. This is a joke told by an Amish housewife looking back at her childhood. When I was a little girl, an English neighbor came to the door. "Where's your mother?" she asked. Mom had given birth to my new brother, and a few days earlier, she was in the bedroom resting, and my best English answered, she's in a coma, which is pronounced as karma, K-A-M-M-R, but pronounced like comma, and it means master bedroom. Later, the worried neighbor came back with flowers and asked my dad, "How's your wife? Is she still in the coma?"
Whew.
I feel like these jokes kill with the Amish.
Like, I saw where that setup was going, but I thought there was going to be a bit more of a twist in that. And the joke is, the English person misunderstood.
Yes. Tim, the Amish aren't due to get twists for another 150 years.
And then there's something that says, Alice hat in end. Es skip der Tankas, es int yidi wochi, which everything has an end except Tankas. It ends every week.
I was Take care. Did you just summon a demon?
Candyman.
Fingli McLunachathul Rulier Walnal Fatagan.
Or Bloody Mary? Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary will do it, yeah.
Does the person who plays Candyman for most of the new movie, are they an attractive man? Is that what I have been led to believe?
This is kind of spoilers, but he's not playing Candyman per se, but he's turning into Candyman, kind of.
But when you say Candyman five times or whatever, this hot dude shows up?
No.
Oh.
It's...
There's no hot dude in the movie involved with Candyman. That's out of specifics.
He's the main character you're following throughout this story. So last week I said he's the one.
Hey Noah. Yeah. The answer Tim was looking for is yes. There's a hot dude in Candyman, and yes. He's kind of the setter.
Yes.
Okay, because there's a picture of like these girls bent over in front of their mirror. They're like Candyman.
And he does become Candyman at the end.
And Tim, yes. Those women are hookers.
Why?
You haven't seen Candyman, have you?
No.
He kills with a hook.
Oh. Whew.
I've seen the movie. It was lost to me, too. So.
Oh.
Okay, good.
Go. Oh, okay. So you're just both dumb.
Maybe.
Oh man. Sorry, I couldn't keep a straight face on that. Like, I'm just gonna blame the audience and see what happens. Oh nope, it was the joke quality.
Oh my. Oh dear. Oh, you set him off on some giggles.
No. That was my fake laugh. Come on, guys.
Yep.
Oh, so I had a really fun week.
Oh, huh? Tell us more.
On Tuesday, James woke up with a sore throat.
Oh.
And so he didn't want to go to school. I think Michael, seeing a bandwagon to jump on, said, "Oh yeah, my sore throat too. My throat is sore too," whatever. So I called the school. I'm like, "Hey, we're keeping the kids home, due to an abundance of caution because... they're not feeling great," I think is all I said. I can't remember if I said sore throat in my message. I get a call back from the health secretary of the school, which is apparently a thing they have now. And she's like, "Did you say they have a sore throat?" I think she's like, "What are the symptoms?" And I was like, sore throat and kind of a sniffy nose. "Well, now you can't bring them back until they have a negative COVID test." Well, that sucks a butt. So then I go to make a COVID test on Kaiser and find out that I, when my wife changed jobs, they canceled my old Kaiser account and started a new Kaiser account. So all my, so I can't log into my Kaiser thing to make my son's an appointment. So I have to have my wife do it. And then the next one we can get is, since their primary is still in Redwood City, we have to go up to Redwood City to get a COVID test. And then it takes them until after close of business Friday to give us the results. So they may not be back to school until Wednesday.
Okay.
By the way, they didn't have COVID.
Well, that's good.
Yes, it is good. If the choices are having COVID or not, I choose not.
Yeah. Man, we didn't have nearly that problem when we had a little COVID scare here.
I'm sure, because George is like, just pinky swear that they don't have COVID and you can bring them right back.
Oh, well, yeah, there was.
That's okay. They can come kiss the other kids.
Yeah, there was that. There,
be
there
sure
was
they're
that.
Back for spit in the mouth day. Mm-hmm. Wow. Tickled Noah more than I had anticipated.
Spit in the mouth day. That was good.
Sorry, Andy, you were saying.
No. I was saying that I'm glad that we got
this
the.
This was a shit show.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I have two computers open right now, and I thought I was typing on the other one. And apparently, when you hit 5 on this computer, it plays the sound.
What was so good about that is it actually made it a shit show. Oh. Yep. Anyways.
Sorry, okay, this time I swear, no interruptions.
Okay. I don't even remember what the fuck I was saying.
About how the COVID thing was not a big problem for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so my shit show was... I told Caitlin, you need to make an appointment for Drew, and she didn't. And then, like, at the end of the day, I was like, you didn't make an appointment for Drew? Like, you haven't left yet. What the fuck is going on? She's like, we just need to go buy one. I'm like, there's a big spike. I doubt they're available anywhere. She's like, well, just go drive around. Okay, so this is my job now. So I drove around, didn't find any. We got home. I'm like, hey, guess what? That's another day that he's just going to be home because we can't get a COVID test. So how about you call the doctor tomorrow? So she called the doctor. The doctor's like, yeah, come right on in here. We got a shitload of them. Like, oh. Okay, well, kind of wish we'd done this yesterday, but yeah, it was just a thing where like the doctor has this They had him wait in the car. Then they may have even done the test like outside in the car so he wouldn't go in. I don't remember what the exact details were, but yeah, basically it was like it was super quick, and then they like 15 minutes later or whatever have the result for him. Because it's one of those like fast acting COVID tests. So they're like, yep, this is a negative test. So like, cool.
Wow.
So he went back to school.
We didn't have any of that.
Yeah. Well, guess what the school demanded of us? Fucking
What's
nothing.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Drew has been in school for, I want to say 5 weeks now. It may be 4.
Then say it. Go for it.
Okay. I'm just going to say it's.
commit.
I'm going to say it's schmertine weeks. We have had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We have had 7 letters from the school in that period of time telling us that staff or student has had a confirmed COVID case, but they the contact tracing indicates that our son is probably not directly exposed to that person. So, like, it's in a different class that he doesn't have.
Oh, yeah, I got those back when we were in Redwood City.
Yeah, there's only 3 grades of kids at my son's school. 2 of those grades are old enough to be vaccinated. All of the adults are old enough to be vaccinated. My son knows for a fact several of the adults there are not vaccinated. Masks are optional, including for non-vaccinated kids. They strongly recommend, if they suspect that your kid has been exposed to COVID, that you keep them home, but they do not require it.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I don't understand what this obsession the Republicans have with not fighting COVID is.
Yeah, it's like they... Okay. So the glib answer is they like dying. And they want to die to own the libs. They're absolutely dying to own the libs. The real answer is that they've got their religious identity and their political identity all mixed up in a fervent anti-science, anti-government, well, especially anti-democratic government. But they have been – okay, so like kooks on the left – the people who are like, oh, crystals will cure everything. You'd go to my chiropractor and have your chi adjusted. They're the fringe. But the equivalent on the right is fucking mainstream. You got the president going on TV talking about people getting like bleach and bright lights into their body. And talking about everyone should be taking fish tank cleaner. Because there was one study that showed some preliminary results. I don't even think it was in live people. I think it may have been in cells, which, guys, spoiler alert.
I thought
alert.
You meant dead people. Like, oh, really? Cure these dead people?
Yeah. Guys, strong acid also removes 100% of COVID in a Petri dish. It just also kills all the cells in the Petri dish. 9mm bullets are really good at killing COVID in a Petri dish. They just also blow the shit out of the Petri dish. High explosives. Very good at curing COVID in a Petri dish. What I'm saying is curing shit in a Petri dish, not exactly as easy as curing something inside a human body when you want the human body to continue to remain alive. Shit gets tricky.
It's
That's
tricky.
The difference.
Yes. Tricky.
Yeah. So what we've got now is a mainstream belief that the government is out to get you. That science can't be trusted, that certain big companies, and you'll notice it's never ever the companies dealing with guns or coal or oil or any of the stuff that they've got a hard on for. It's only ever the companies that do like science shit. So like medicine, basically. They've got all this shit ramped up and everything. And on top of all of that, it is, especially evangelical Christianity, and I say this having come from it, it is very performative. It is a very performative religion. And acts of faith, like taking a strong stance and then standing by it no matter what comes as proof of that your faith that God will have your back, is a big fucking thing. And when the thing that you expect God to have your back against is what you think is a cold, you feel pretty froggy. You feel like, yeah, I can take this. I can step to this. This is fine because everyone's told me this is just like a bad cold. So even if I talk a lot of shit, even if I fuck around and I find out, I'm not going to find out anything too bad. Until they're drowning in their own lungs and they're going into a coma and they've got multi-organ shutdown and then they die and then other people think, oh, well, that's just overhyped. The media is just hyping stuff. Because, oh, yeah, also they've programmed themselves to automatically disbelieve anything the media tries to report on. And I'm not saying that journalism is stupendous nowadays. There's a lot of shit going on with clickbait, and there's a lot of shit going on with, like pretty
what?
Shoddy. Yeah.
Clickbait?
Exactly.
No.
I saw that TV series.
I saw an article that said, what's going to happen for the rest of Marvel Phase 4? And I clicked on it, and they didn't know. So that article really delivered on the fact that it was just asking a question.
It was. It was jacking off. Just asking questions.
Nice.
Thank you. Yeah. So that's how we wind up here. It's a strong identity that involves... It's basically like an act of like religious faith to deny the information coming in and to go seek out hidden information and go believe the hidden information. It also really feeds these people's egos. You know, if you've got a boring life, but you feel like you know the secrets behind the curtain, like you actually understand how the puppet masters work and everyone else are just sleeping sheeple.
Wake up, sheeple.
Exactly. No, don't awaken the sheeple.
They gotta wake up.
They will arise. And
I like Bill Barr's joke. Like, if they think that the vaccine is really just like thinning out the herd of the population, then like they're missing the fact that the people who are going to take it are the people who listen to them. Like, why would they want to kill them off?
Yeah.
Those are the people who already listened to them. That's the last person that they'd want to kill off. They want to kill off you fools who are like, no, I rub salve on my butt. And now I don't have SARS.
I got the tussin in there. Got the tussin just, deep. Let the tussin get to the bone.
Yeah. You know, if they really wanted to like take these people out, it would be super simple just to go around and poison all the ivermectin. It's in feed stores. It's not it's in a pharmacy under lock and key and shit. Yeah, if they really wanted to take these people out, well, then again, if they really, really wanted to take these people out, what they would probably do is get these people to poison themselves by telling them that dangerous chemicals that, yes, do have, they do have medical uses. But
it's working, Annie. Shut up.
Oh, shit. Yeah, so many people winding up in poison control centers for the dumbest possible reason. It's like, I don't trust the vaccine because it's not FDA approved. Well, it is FDA approved. It had an emergency approval, but now it's actually fully FDA approved. Well, I still don't trust it because I don't trust that they actually did the FDA approval. So what's your solution? You know that stuff that that takes the worms out of horses? Well, I'm going to make pills out of that. Okay. Well, no. You don't understand. It really is. This is medicine. Millions of doses have been given to humans. Yeah, for worms. How much of it are you taking? I don't know. It seems like it's about the right amount. All right. Well, good luck with your intestinal lining. Yeah, it's like I want them to stop, but I also realize like that this is fucked up. But the more of these dummies poison themselves and the more these dummies die in the ER, the fewer of these dummies there are around.
Yeah, but the problem is they're clogging up the ER, and I saw this thread on Twitter where this guy was gonna get cancer treatment, but he couldn't because there were no beds anymore, so they had to delay it because there were so many people in the hospital with COVID.
Yeah, there was a vet, a veteran of the war in Afghanistan who had gallstones. Gallstones should not kill humans in 2021, but he had gallstones.
Does this story end with him dying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he had gallstones. They could not find a bed for him anywhere in Texas. They were looking in Arizona, Oklahoma. Like they were going to life flight him somewhere else, and they couldn't find any beds around there because of so many dumbasses with COVID clogging places up. Spoiler alert: the dude fucking died. He went into multi-organ failure because of the gallstones. Yeah, he went into sepsis and fucking died. So I guess it's like I also recognize that the more these people volunteer to be fucking petri dishes, the more new variants we're going to get, and the less effective my vaccine is going to be against their variants. So I guess I'm more in favor of them trying to take ivermectin and poisoning themselves than I am in favor of them getting COVID at this point. But I kind of feel like either way, if you're going to take your own medical history or your own medical care that much into your hands, I'm starting to think we should absolutely let you, but you implicitly sign a waiver in doing that. If you don't trust the doctors and you don't trust the hospitals and you think that COVID is a hoax and you think that ivermectin is a cure-all and you think that – or ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine or you know whatever the new poison combo du jour is by doctors who've figured out that they can trade their souls for a couple of bucks – whatever that is, if you do that, if you believe that, if you really believe that, you got to stand by it. If you've got all that faith in this, you've got to stand by that faith. You've got to make a choice. It will be an informed choice. Millions and hundreds of millions of people have gotten vaccinated. Hundreds of millions of people have gotten COVID. Millions of people worldwide have died of COVID. you've got a lot of facts available. You've got a lot of information available. I feel like whatever decision you make at this point is an informed decision. So if that decision is to poison yourself, Godspeed. If that decision is to fuck around with COVID and get COVID, Godspeed. But you don't get to go to the hospital. You don't get to use up the doctors that people like the vet with a gallbladder or the dude with cancer that they need. You don't get that anymore. You've made another choice. You're going to show us how much smarter than us you are. You're going to show us how you see through the grand lie. You've seen past what Big Pharma has pulled the wool over the rest of our eyes. That's great. Well, the rest of us get to fuck with Big Pharma. You get to fuck off and die. Can you tell
Keep
them out of empathy?
On yeah. Tencast.
I'm fucking. It's been a year and a half, guys, and I'm fucking out of empathy. Yeah. These are adults.
You've been out of, I don't want you to worry. You've been out of empathy for some time. You said that on more than one occasion on this show.
Yeah, I know. I know. Well, I'm just saying it doesn't seem to be growing back.
Fair enough.
Because I look out into the world and I see adults doing this stupid shit. And yeah, everyone does stupid shit. I recognize everyone does stupid shit. And sometimes you do stupid shit that could kill you. And sometimes you walk away from stupid shit that could kill you. And you think, man, I really should have learned a lesson there. And sometimes you even don't really learn that lesson still. I get that. I understand that. I hope that every time I have to learn a lesson, I learn the lesson. And I walk away and I do learn the lesson. And I recognize even I probably won't do that. But the long history of humans in pandemics has shown that there's always a collection of people who will refuse to believe any of it, and they continue it, and they kill a lot of people. And I feel like as a species, we're not getting any better, but maybe, I don't know. You know, it's happened so many other times that clearly it's not like we're just going to like kill off whatever that stupid gene is, whatever that gene for disbelief is. Apparently it's going to survive every time, and it's going to kill a bunch of people every single time. So I recognize I'm not solving anything. I'm not like, it's not like, oh, if we can just do this, then the next time we have a pandemic, it's going to be better. It's fucking not. But it's just so fucking hopeless, and it's burning for so long, and I'm not going to go see Shang-Chi in theaters because of this shit, because of my fucking neighbors being fucking children.
Too bad. It was awesome.
Yeah, I've heard from two of you. It was awesome, but I'm not going to fucking go because they're not doing partially filled theaters. They're not doing any of that shit here.
I mean, they're not doing that here now either.
Well, it
was pretty packed when I went.
We also have like two or three times the COVID spread that you do.
They do check your vaccination status. I don't only if you get food though. What?
They checked your vaccination status?
At the theater?
San Francisco, yeah. San Francisco is checking vaccination statuses.
Well, how many do?
But only if you buy food.
Oh, well, you know then, who did not check that? Fremont.
just because like they know you'll be take off your mask to eat, whereas I mean you still theoretically could do it without it, but that is the deal. Anyways, what about Fremont?
Yeah, most of the people seem to rip off their masks as soon as they were inside and left them off.
Actually, like unless I'm eating, I've been leaving it on.
I put mine back on when I was done eating as well.
Hey guys, guess how many masks I see out and about.
Almost none?
Millions. Almost none.
Millions and millions.
Did you see Virginia Tech game? Like they showed that, like the crowds are just like the stands are just filled. You shoulder to shoulder, every seat filled. And like they're panning by, and I saw in the entire 4 minute clip, maybe it was 3 minutes, I saw one mask.
Wow.
And it was one person on the field. And people are like, oh, this people said this was going to be a spreader event, some other thing. And like, that wasn't as bad. He's like, yeah, but they checked vaccination status at that event. They didn't check vaccination status. They didn't require masks. And clearly no one's wearing them.
Yeah, it's so funny. It's like they always seem to miss a step in there. Oh, well, what about the thing where they checked vaccination status? Oh, my God, did that actually not turn into a super spreader event? I wonder what the correlation could be. You fucking troll. I don't mean like, oh, I'm going to get a reaction. I mean the dumb fucking thing that lives under a bridge because it can't dream of building a house for itself.
I thought trolls are smart. That's why they tricked you with riddles. How dare you besmirch the good reputation of trolls?
Guys, am I thinking of ogres? Am I troll ogre racist? I'm thinking of ogres.
Oh, man. Damn.
Then again, you know what? I did see there was a whole documentary about an ogre who goes on a quest to get a bunch of other magical creatures out of his swamp. And he had a house. So maybe I'm not thinking about ogres.
Maybe just not thinking.
Maybe not.
Well, don't not think, Andy. It makes my dick itch.
I told that
to somebody. I was like, oh, that was such a great line.
Oh, we just watched City Slickers and City Slickers 2 with Drew. And a bunch of lines came up that I was like, oh my God, we still say those. Like, I like your ass. I'd like to wear it as a hat.
Classic. That's how I met the little lady.
Yeah? You told her that?
No.
Oh. I was like,
you know that.
Watching City Slickers? What? What's going on? Yeah. I'm so confused.
I said, I like your ass. I like to wear it as a hat. And she's like, my man.
She's like, my nigga. Now,
sexy beast.
Then she's like, you like to get wet? You just smoke some PCP. I don't know why your relationship with your wife turned into training day.
Oh, no. I thought it was the...
That was Chappelle's show.
I've never seen Training Day, so I thought it was the Chappelle show shit. Okay.
I was going to the OG.
Tim, let's back it up and hit some words. Chappelle show skit. There we go. Yes.
With Wayne Brady.
Yes.
Yeah, it's originally from Training Day, which is an excellent movie. You should watch it if you haven't seen it.
Is Wayne Brady going to have to choke a bitch?
That is not from Training Day.
No, that is not. It would be hilarious if it was.
Oh, man. How much would you pay to hear Denzel Washington say that to Ethan Hawke?
Is Denzel Washington going to have to choke a bitch?
No, I want him to say Wayne Brady.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
He's playing Wayne Brady in this version.
No, in my version, he's not.
He's just asking
if Wayne Brady is going to have to choke a bitch. Well, Ethan Hawke's character is trying to process.
Who? Who's Wayne Brady? Do I know this guy? Is he the cop in the other car? What?
Do I know Wayne? Have we met Wayne?
Oh, this has gotten very stupid. Wayne. Yes. Well, it's a Tankcast. It's what we
do. Yeah. Oh, whew. Because it was a shit show.
So I had like a little adventure.
Oh.
I went for a walk the other day, and I'm coming back through a park near me, Alamo Square Park, which is where the Painted Ladies are, which are in the beginning of Full House. Anyways,
for listeners not familiar with it, it's Victorian houses that are painted bright colors. It's not like Ladies of the Evening.
Oh, yeah, I guess if you didn't know that, you could think that's what he meant.
Yes. Sorry, please continue.
So I'm walking up these steps, and there's like bushes, so I can't really see what's going on around the corner. But then I see some people looking that direction. And I had like some headphones in, so I couldn't quite hear. And I come around the corner, and there's like another dog clamped onto the face of another dog, like, and just will not let the fuck go. And it's not like he was trying to like bite it. He just was clamped on, wouldn't let go. And the other dog's trying to get away, and they're tussling. And then like the two owners were like in there, and then like, you know, there's a guy who looks at me. So I'm going to say, so this plays into the story later. One lady is like a pretty white woman, and the guy is a black guy. And the white lady's dog is the one that attacked the other dog. The other dog's dog was on a leash, and I think they were just walking along. I didn't see this, but, you know, I think they're just walking along. I think she was sitting up on the grass, and something happened. And so they got together, and the black guy's looking at me. He's like, help, do something. Like, he's upset. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck to do. Like, I don't want to get in the middle of this thing. And so seemed like a while, but like then the other guy came up with the skateboard and he kind of just took a skateboard and kind of pushed it between the two dogs, and that caused the other dog to let go and then like walk away. He didn't continue after that. So then, dogs apart, and I'm like, people are freaking out, and I was like, well, like, you need something? Like, what's, and she's like, can you get my leash? So I go and get her leash and some other stuff that she had on there. And then she's like, can you put the leash, on my dog? And it was like a harness system. And I'm like, well, I just saw your dog bite another dog.
I'm so like, is your dog, why don't you like, handle that, princess?
Oh, it's interesting you say that. Okay.
You're like, I'm not going to get into the bitey end. No, thank you.
So the dog seemed calm, but he also didn't seem to want the harness on. So I just like unclipped the leash from the harness. He had like a collar on.
So wait, then wait, also, why isn't she doing any of this?
So her hand is bleeding. Oh, so she got bitten in the hand.
By her own dog?
I don't know. Maybe like I didn't see when that actually happened. It just somehow she got bit. Like, I don't know if like her dog bit her, like when she was like in there trying to pull him apart.
Yeah. Even if it's your dog, you try to grab them from behind, they might swing their head sideways. And even if they don't bite down, just like, sharp teeth swung sideways will. My mom had to go to the hospital for stitches because she tried to pull two dogs apart and got that. There was no bite. It was like a smack sideways with the head.
Dogs, I thought you're supposed to stick your thumb in their butthole because that makes them relax their jaw.
So actually,
go right ahead, Tim.
Do you want to know what you're supposed to do? One video I saw on YouTube, you grab them by the hind legs. Like if you have two people, one person grabs each dog by the hind legs and you pull them apart, and then you pull them in a circle so they don't bite you once you get them apart.
So what I'm hearing is
thumb in the butthole. Friend for life.
So what I'm hearing is you grab them by the legs and yank, and once they let go, you just spin until they get tired.
Yeah. You don't yank. I mean, like, it's not like they weren't like yanking them to try to pull them apart. They were just,
it's not like they're turkey. It's not like it's turkey wishbone.
Make a wish.
I got the other dog's head. I win.
They're just pulling it back gently, and I think that maybe that unbalance makes them break apart. You know what I mean? Like
maybe. Or, yeah, you get two people, one on each side, and you try to unzip the dog from the butt to the front.
Because I mean, they were yanking, but the dog wouldn't, like, the other dog just would not let go. So, I'm talking to this lady. She's like, obviously, I mean, I think I looked over at the other guy. I mean, he was okay. And also, his surprisingly, his dog looked okay. Like, I didn't see any blood. The dog didn't seem like it was freaking out. It seemed, like, pretty chill. So I look at them, I'm like, all right, they seem okay. This lady's freaking out, her hand's bleeding. So I help her, and then someone like across the street sees what's going on and brings over like a first aid kit. And then I was like, I mean, do you need someone to stay with you? You're okay? She's like, no, I'm fine. And then I walked away. But then I like, after I left, I'm like, I felt bad. I was like, wait, I didn't even fucking check on the other guy, dude. I didn't go look at his dog really. Like, I didn't get up close, and like I didn't ask him how he's doing, because obviously he's upset. And I was like, was I racist just now? Like, I'm like,
I think you were evaluating like who seemed to be in crisis, and he didn't seem to be in crisis.
Yeah. I mean, but I knew he was upset. I think in this day and age, it was just a lot of thoughts I had as I was walking away. And I was like, oh man, I'm like, and then I was like, I wonder if he feels like no one really, like, I'm sure he feels like I was walking for the parks. Slade's dog attacked my dog. I'm like, I wonder if he's felt supported. I wonder if he felt like, oh, she's getting a lot of attention because she's white and I'm a black dude. Like, I don't know. I just had all these thoughts at the moment I'm like, oh, I feel kind of bad. I didn't check on that guy.
Yeah. Your half white side is showing, dude.
Got that white guilt.
But anyways, you're half canceled.
But yeah, it's something to be mindful. Cause like, even though, yeah, I was assessing the situation. I'm like, well, she's bleeding. That seems very important. But also, yeah. I'm like, that guy seemed really freaked out. Like,
yeah,
when he was like yelling, and he was like yelling, "Help! Help!" I'm like, oh wow, like, yeah.
Well, first of all, nobody put thumbs in buttholes, so everybody's a failure.
Did anyone even try?
I put a thumb in butthole of a random witness.
I mean, I have put my thumb up my own butthole just because I was like, well, I'm not doing anything else with this.
And I was like, oh, I do feel relaxed suddenly. I don't think I'm going to bite anything right now.
Or you could do your scenario where you grab the dog by the hind legs and then you spin him around in a circle and you throw him in a Coca-Cola sign like in Superman 2.
I mean, that was kind of the spin speed that I was envisioning there, Tim. So, yes. You're just talking about aiming and releasing at that point.
I will say, though, like, there was a lot of people came up to help, and it was like, and there were people checking on the other guy. At least one guy was like there asking him how he was doing. Yeah, and just all these people, like this lady from across the street brought her first aid kit. And like, no one was like, in the moment, no one seemed angry. No one's like blaming the lady. Like, the one guy was just like, they're just dogs. Sometimes they hustle. I'm like, yeah, it's kind of true.
Oh, like, okay. I guess I didn't realize that more people were there and other people were attending.
Sorry. I didn't just leave people by themselves. I'm like, all right, good luck, you two.
Just doing that Leo walk, not a care in the world.
Yeah. No. There's definitely other people around. Like, if I was the only one there, I did 100% would stay. But like, yeah, there's like others.
Not even there. That you left, but like that you only seem to talk to the woman. Like, if there's other people talking to the guy, then everybody's handled.
The fact that you specifically didn't talk to both doesn't mean it's on you.
Yeah.
What was that?
I said the fact that you specifically didn't talk to both doesn't mean it's all on you if there are multiple people there and multiple people are being talked to.
Yep.
Yeah, I know. I just like I internalized it, and I felt bad. I didn't think to check on that dude.
Yeah, I understand that, Noah. I think I can assure you that somebody else definitely got their thumb up his butt, so it's okay.
Should have been like crack-ass cracker. You get crack-ass dog out this crack-ass neighborhood. Crack-ass. If it's a cracker ass neighborhood, shouldn't I be able to be in it? Why would I have to leave the cracker ass neighborhood? It seems like the perfect place for me. Oh, cracker ass, want to twist my words? White devil in Quinsuocha.
And Tim's one man show will be touring the Bay Area.
Is there a booger in this coffee? Go on, taste it. Taste the booger flavor. What's a Nubian? Bitch, you almost made me laugh.
They're filming Clerks 3.
Yes, they are.
I imagine it's going to be almost as good as Jay and Silent Bob reboot.
Tim, hit number 5.
Cattails!
Oh!
You laughed. I think he wanted you to do a shit show, Tim.
I think that was number 9. I may have miscounted last time. Let's see.
This was a shit show.
I didn't know. That's amazing. I could do it with numbers. That's why you can't upload more than 9.
Oh. Wait, how would
the
you
mystery
do it before?
Has been solved. I have to click on each individual button.
Oh,
wait, no.
You idiot.
Wait, there's a 10th one. What happens when you press 0? That's how you get the 10th one, but I can add another one. Oh, I can't? Okay, I got it. Okay, I got. I can't add another one. No, I can. You know what? I forget. I quit.
Yeah.
This is so weird.
Yeah.
Well, now we know what number 5 is. Never ask for a number 5 again.
Never ever. Oh,
never ever.
So cursed.
But you can always ask for a number 1.
Oh.
Oh. And 4 starts with F.
Oh man. You know why that's perfect? Yeah, that little bit at the end, it's because somebody took a number 4. Oh, anything interesting happened to me this week? Oh, one interesting thing, quote unquote, happened to me this week. I don't remember why I was in the time system ahead of the end of the week, but I looked at the amount of PTO that I had accrued, and it was a very round number that seemed very familiar to me. And I was like, I think that's the maximum. I think I've maxed out my PTO. Well, that sucks. I don't want to be like, you know, working for free. Like I hate the idea of like not accruing time off when I'm working, because that's a thing I should get. That's a thing that's owed to me. So when they set an artificial max like that, it's like, huh, well, hey, team, I'm taking Friday off. Oh, are you you going to leave town early? Nope. Son still has school. Oh, what you going to do? You gonna do some work around the house? Nope. I'm going to sit around with a thumb in my butt.
Just like a relaxed dog should.
Make sure I don't bite anybody. I'm gonna play some video games. I'm probably going to watch a movie. I may take a nap. But you know the one thing I'm definitely not doing? Working. And now I'm accruing PTO again, gents, and it is a wonderful feeling. It's such a weird minor thing, but it's like that's a thing that really annoys me. Like things that I like not getting things that I am owed. I'm like, no. Mr. Workman, Mr. The Man.
You mean like when a woman owes you sex because you were nice to her?
Yes, exactly.
Nope, we don't believe that. None of us do.
I was going for irony. And also to make Andy feel uncomfortable, but that made Noah feel uncomfortable.
You can't make me feel uncomfortable, Tim. This is the third day of my four-day weekend. Tim, I am immune to discomfort now.
Well, congrats.
Yeah, my brother sent me a text. We were going to go up there and celebrate Drew's birthday with the...
Be right back, guys.
Alrighty. With the family. And my brother texted me and he's like, hey, I know this really sucks and it's really late notice, but I think we just need to put this off. And I was like, that's not a problem. He's like, really? Sure, it's not a problem. I'm like, I just had a day off yesterday. Everything is okay. And I was like, maybe next week. He's like, oh, we're going out of town next weekend. Oh, okay. How about the weekend after that? Well, that's when we're coming back into town. And he goes, how about the weekend after that? I go, that's when my in-laws come. How about the weekend after that? That's when my in-laws leave. See you in October. But you know what? I had Friday off. Everything is okay, fine. None of this troubles me. Drew didn't do his homework. That's okay. He should go do that right now. Oh, you're not mad at him? I'm furious. Can't you hear it?
Wait. This is belatedly for Noah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties.
Oh, yes.
Please stand by.
Let me poop. Can't hold it in anymore. Let me poop. I should have closed the door.
All right, that jingle's too long.
It is.
It's not meant to be played. It's not meant to be played real time. It's meant for me to add later.
Yes.
Okay, but now that's the 11th sound, so I don't know what number I pressed to get it to happen. Could it be? Do you press one twice? Nope. It just turns one back off.
Weird.
It's not zero. Because that's that.
What if it is it the minus sign or the plus sign?
Let's give it a shot. Not minus. Not plus. Slash?
What about tilde?
Multiply? Oh, wait. Decimal? Nope. That just gives an error message in my ear. Oh, tilde. Nope, it's not tilde.
Huh? All right. Swinton.
Well, I guess we'll never know.
What I miss?
Isn't that right, Timberland?
Yeah!
Oh, six is a good one too.
Fuck you, Tim.
Nice.
I don't remember why I was telling you fuck you four anymore.
I don't either. It's the joy though. The joy masking a bit of anger.
A sconch of anger.
A sousson.
Oh, have either of you watched that new Martin Short Steve Martin show?
I have not. My wife has talked about it repeatedly, but yeah, we have not watched it yet.
Only Murder in the Building or something like that. Only Murders in the Building or something like that.
Yep.
I am not a huge fan of Martin Short.
Oh, all right. That's fair.
I did, however, watch the Christmas episode of Ted Lasso, and that was goddamn amazing.
Did you watch the one after it?
No.
That one is really good. I mean, I think you, I mean, obviously you like the Christmas stuff, but like,
I was like, this is a perfect dose of Christmas and Ted Lasso, two great tastes that taste great together.
the most recent episode is like, it's a little different. It's a little different. You'll get there though. But yeah, the next episode is really good as well.
We kind of are pacing ourselves because we don't want to catch up so that we have to wait a week. Mm. But all we did was essentially watch one episode and wait a week. Oh, but it was perfect because it didn't end on like a lot of them end on a, well, wait, we got to see what happens next. But the Christmas episode was very self-contained.
Yeah.
Ah, good stuff. Good stuff.
Keely, I see her. I mean, I see the actress all over the place now. Well, see on Apple TV stuff a lot, I guess. But I saw her. Yeah, I saw her. She was in a show. She was in a movie called Palmer.
About the non-alcoholic drink?
Yeah. And then she was also in a show of Mr. Carver or Connor. It's like a new series with Joseph Gordon-Levitt. And I feel like...
Oh, I've seen ads for that.
I like it, but like there's a critique of it if like it's a little too real, a little too like kind of showing the more kind of sadder parts of life. Not like totally depressing, but just like it's a little too raw right now. I can't handle this. I'm like, that's valid. I get that. I am enjoying it though.
Life is depressing. Deal with it, fucko.
Yep. That helps a lot when you say it like that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's when I answer the 1-800 line, you know, for people who are stressed and you just need somebody to talk to. That's usually what I say. That's why I've been asked not to answer it anymore.
Life is a game that no one wins.
Game over.
Fatality.
Oh, I was going for Saw.
Babality. Oh, yeah, I was getting some Mortal Kombat vibes from mm-hmm. Tim.
I mean, I've probably experienced just as much of both franchises, so.
I've seen, except for the most recent one, I've seen every Saw movie.
You haven't seen the Chris Rock one?
No, I mean, I wasn't going back to movies back then.
Oh, it wasn't streaming?
No.
Oh.
Or else I would have. Yeah, anything streaming, I'm on that shit, motherfucker. Yeah. Except for Space Jam, I didn't watch that one.
Oh. Missed out, man.
Now that you told me the twist, I was like, nah, I'm good.
Okay. Listening audience who may have perked up their ears like, wait, there's a twist in Space Jam? Not good. Not really.
No. What a twist.
There's like, oh, is this person involved? Yes. But not really. I mean, yes, what you said is technically correct, but it's not. Doesn't mean what you think it does.
I can't believe there's more fucking Avatar movies coming out. Like, I cannot give a shit.
I don't know. I kind of want to know what's going to happen to Pocahontas in space. What's next one going to be? Little Mermaid in space?
Not only that, like, there's greenlit for like 4 more of these things. Right. I'm like, man, you put a lot of eggs in a basket that, yep. I mean, granted, what's his head?
Cameron.
James Cameron seems to prove his critics wrong almost every time out of the gate.
Mm-hmm. I remember like, people talking about how much he spent on Titanic. They're like, what a boondoggle. And then it made like $1 billion.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, it was the hugest grossing movie for a while for a reason. It's just like, I'm not the target audience, I guess. Someone out there, I'm sure, is. Like,
which one, Avatar or Titanic?
Avatar.
Both.
I was like, because both of them were the highest grossing movies for a while.
Exactly. Yeah,
actually, Avatar is again.
James Cameron just knows how to squeeze money out of teenage girls.
But yeah, I've not been scrambling to be like, oh, I need to see more of this world. I mean, I'll probably watch it because...
I'm not going to pay for it. I'm definitely not seeing it in 3D again. Oh, that made me so angry. So fucking angry. Bro, you know, you got to experience it in 3D. That's Avatar in 3D. Oh my gosh. It's redefined 3D and what it means in the life. And oh, just in my pants and then jizzed on my jizz. It was that good.
I jizzed on my jizz.
And I and I went to the theater, and like, just like every 3D movie, 10 minutes in, I don't even notice it's 3D.
Yo, dog, I heard you like jizz. So we put some jizz on your jizz.
Hey, you heard a double stuff Oreo? Well, this is double stuff. Oh, no.
Oh, God. You guys, no, that's not your sex noises.
It is.
Well, let me get Danelle in here. She'll vouch for me.
Yeah. Caitlin, come tell the guys that when I'm unreasonably happy, I make the sound Oreo. Oreo. Oh, my God. That's the second time I thought that Tim was making fart noises with his mouth, like really badly.
Sorry, I muted myself the first couple of times I blew my nose, but then I forgot to for that time.
You well, not just that time. Doo-doo. Feces, Tim.
Guys, snot is just leaking out of me, and I'm not a fan.
I understand.
And I cannot get a clear answer, no pun intended, about what color your snot is when you have COVID. What? Why is the government hiding these facts?
I don't know.
Wait, is it supposed to be a certain color?
I don't know. But I know, like, if you have, like, typically if you have allergies or, like, something that's not particularly serious, your snot is clear. But if you have a viral infection, your snot tends to be, like, green or yellow.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And yeah, I was like, gross. I assume it would be the same thing for COVID. Like, there would be some sort of color to the snot. But there is no answers online.
Does it make you snotty?
Does COVID not make you snotty?
I don't remember that being a symptom.
It's got all the symptoms.
Okay. But isn't, like, mucusy cough a thing, or dry cough?
Dry cough. Okay. They say a dry cough is the same symptom of COVID.
So if there's mucus in there, that means you're okay?
I mean, maybe. Probably not. Nothing means you're okay.
I don't have any cough, dry or otherwise, but my toe looks weird. Oh, that's COVID. What the fuck?
Oh, man. I saw a guy in the store the other day. He had no shoes on. One of his big toe basically was like back where the main knuckle would be and flipped over to the left. Like something happened to it. He still had it, but it wasn't being a toe anymore. And I'm like, I did not want to see that. I mean, you know what? Everyone's body's like, you know, this is what it is. But I'm just like, that is, that does not do much for me. Like,
I love new non-judgment Noah. Yeah. this thing was crazy. Like, you know, hey, everybody, do what you're going to do.
I don't know why his toe is that way. I don't want to body shame him. It just was like, I didn't expect to see that.
That's what I mean. I feel like past Noah would have breezed right past that. But I like the new Noah stops and says, hey, everybody, your body is whatever it is, and I'm not here to judge it. But this, for some reason, caught me off guard, and that's the only reason I'm commenting on it. Like, yeah, I saw a guy gargling raw sewage. Not, you know, like, I'm not going to yuck on somebody else's yum. But to me, that seemed unusual, and I thought it was worthy of mentioning.
I mean, you do you, boo.
meanwhile, Andy's like, take poison and die, morons.
This guy was pounding his cock flat with a mallet. I was like, well, you know, I'm not here to judge what other people do. You know, your body, your choice. But I just, that was a weird thing to do at a farmer's market is all I was thinking.
I ruined my, you know, I didn't want any more zucchini at that point. I was just like, I'm just gonna grab these bananas and go home.
Meanwhile, Andy's like, I saw this person express an opinion, and I was like, oh, well, I wish you would die in a fire with 1,000 demons feasting on your genitals.
I mean, no, but yes.
Unironically, I oversimplified it to make you seem more unreasonable than you are.
It's somewhere in the middle.
I sway wildly between those two extremes.
That's the thing, yes. And here's the thing, is that I try very, very, very hard to be more like Noah. But these motherfuckers have burned me out. 4 years of Trump and now this shit? I'm done.
Whereas I'm like, what do you mean you want them to continue Jack Snyder's Justice League? No, you can die.
I don't don't want to see the Snyder cut unless it's his head.
All right. I don't want anybody to cause any harm to Zack
Snyder. No. Yeah. Anyone who's listening to this and thinking like, oh, I want to meet Tim. Don't go cut off Zack Snyder's head just to meet Tim. Tim's awesome, but he'll meet you without a Zack Snyder head.
I just don't cut off anyone's head, really.
Yeah.
Leave heads where they are. I mean, unless you're taking a photo and then totally cut off his head. Screw him. All we get is your torso, you fuck.
Okay.
No? It's a selfie, but like you can't see his head.
Yeah. I'm
and then you send it to him. We're like, I got your best angle, you douche.
No, it's an ussy.
Speaking of people meeting Tim, have you seen this thing? The county of Union, New Jersey posted like this. I think it was like in front of the trails, and it was supposed to say, take only photos, leave only footprints, kill only time, please stay on the trails.
Yes.
And I forgot the E in time.
No, someone stole it.
But it's encased in a lock. It's the glass case is locked.
Tim, those locks are so fucking easy to pick.
Have you ever watched a lock picking lawyer?
They picked it and then closed it again?
I would. Because then that preserves kill only Tim. And the message needs to get out.
Anyway, someone posted a picture of it and goes, what did you do, Tim? They said, you have to find me first, shitheads.
I can tell you where it is. It won't even cost you that much. Like a Twinkie.
Oh, sorry. It's very dickish, but I love it.
Well, my son needs me to get him out of the bath, so...
All right. Well, you better do that before he turns
James
to soup.
James, I said, wait a minute!
Dog paddle! God damn it!
Oh, okay. Apparently that was Michael making noise, not James. Oh, okay. All right. Well, so... not today, ending the show in the right order.
This week, don't trust random dogs at the park. Dog park. Yeah. You don't know which one's going to fucking attack you. Or
the lady with, the, yeah, don't trust people with their dog off leash.
I mean, there is a off leash area in this park. I don't think she was in it at the time, but...
Yeah, typically, at least around here, off-leash areas have fences around them.
Ah, they don't do... the two biggest, like, open off-leash area dog parks in my area are not... No, two of them are not... don't have a fenced in area. There's, like, just little open space.
San Francisco does so much other sensible shit, but yet here we are with that. Interesting.
Yeah, some are... Some are blocked off.
Yeah. What do I hate this week?
Oh, we're still saying goodbye?
We were talking about dog stuff. Noah's thing was about dogs. We were talking about dogs.
I heard you like endings, so I put several endings in this ending.
Yeah. This week, I hate that Tim shows up just for the judgment. I do.
That's a fair criticism. I can't really, rebut. Tancast. Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. All right, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please come back again next week. Please. Tancast.
Did I get your child out of the tube?
Oh, I already did that. Oh, that's why I was surprised you guys were still saying goodbye.
Oh.
You were surprisingly quick getting the kid out of the tub and yelling about James needing to put clothes back on and something.
Yes, well, Michael decided it was the time to close the door in his room and try and climb up the wall. I'm like, dude, now is not the time while your wet, naked brother needs to get in and get some clothes on.
Yeah. Wet Naked Brothers get precedence.
Wait, why is he climbing up the wall?
Yeah, they like to, like, they'll, you know, he'll put his hand on one wall and his other hand on another wall and then shimmy up the wall like he's a...
I used to do that.
Oh.
All the time.
My
cousin
used to...
I wish you had recently taken a bath before you started doing that, Captain Dirty Feet.
My cousin used to crawl up the door jamb. Now he bought a house. So when he was a little kid, he would just like climb up the side of the door. Like they had like an open doorway and he's just like... like a little monkey.
Yep.
All right, now stop.
I used to do that, but also... In high school, we had practice rooms in the choir room, and I would climb up the inside of the practice rooms and just hang out at the ceiling. Freaked a couple people out.
That is scary, Andy. That's a scary thing to do to people.
Well, I'd climb up, and then I'd go sideways over the door so that people couldn't see me anymore.
And then they'd come in, and he'd jump around from the ceiling and go, "Where is he?
Look at my dad. Swear to me.
Swallowers load." What?
Whoa.
Andy.
Press eject.